pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
First, I want to wish everyone a good morning.
I knew where you were going.
I want to welcome you to The Doug and Danny Show. We love you as listeners. I don't care if you are a Yankee fan, a Pittsburgh Steeler fan, if you love the NHL and NASCAR, I'm glad you're listening to the show today. But Cub fans, shut the hell up. I had to put up with you for 162 games this year, and that's what you give me last night? That's what you give me? You jump up 2-0 and go into a shell. Don't tell me it was Ryan Dempster, even though he did walk 7 guys. It took a while for this game to get out of hand. Hit the ball, most wins in the National League. Thanks for showing up. I don't like the Dodgers. This is a double conundrum, as you would say, Tony. I want the Cubs to win. I hate the Dodgers. Oh, that was horrible.
Now, the voice of reason would come in here and
there
say...
There is no voice of reason. The Cubs were supposed to win last night, and then if they didn't win last night, Zambrano would be a head case tonight against a no-name from the Dodgers, and here's what you've got. You think Manny could have hit it any farther in Boston than he did last night?
You know what? They showed up, the crowd excited like everybody would expect. Sell out, tickets were high priced. Looked them up during the show yesterday, Derek, $98 to $1,800, $98 standing room only. And then get the lead and then just basically puke. And Doug, you're right. They played flat the whole night. Even when they were ahead, you didn't really get a good feeling. There wasn't much fire or emotion or... I think Zambrano bounces back today, though.
I hope so. I will be like every... after 100 years, you get this attitude if you're a Cub fan, oh, we're done. You know what? Maybe you are.
You know, Dempster was the one that predicted the World Series win earlier this year. I mean, so...
I think promised Michelle Tafoya tickets to Game 1 of the World Series.
So...
On this ESPN radio station.
Did not look good last night. But you got, I don't know how, emotion's a weird deal. Because I don't know how you show up and be a real fire. I mean, you got to maintain a level approach, I think. But when the playoffs come, it's elevated to a different level. And they didn't elevate to a different level.
No, a lot of those guys hadn't been in the playoffs before. Those guys have to be excited. You can't be, okay, rain it down, act like we've been here before. Okay, if you win, you can act like you've been here before. They're not winning. And Ryan Dempster, as far as making the World Series prediction, are you scared about that vaunted offensive juggernaut that is called the Dodgers, a team that for most of the first half of the season couldn't score runs? And I mean, zero was on their side a lot. And then all of a sudden, you're so scared of these guys hitting it out of the yard, you're going to walk them. And then you give up a grand slam to the biggest dope on the team. Who was that guy? Who was that guy?
Oh, everybody's heard of Jim Looney.
Who?
Looney? I don't know.
Are you kidding me? I mean, it was classic because you watched, they kept showing the Dodger dugout. You know, Manny gets a hold of one, you know it's gone. You know, Sammy in the old days gets a hold of one, it's gone. You know, he hits it in the dugout, you know, they turn their heads, and they all expect it to be a fly out to center, and it just gets in the basket. And then they go crazy. Embarrassing, though. Boston Red Sox, Los Angeles Angels. Angels at home. Embarrassing. I don't want the underdog to win. I want the favorites to win. I want the favorite. We already had this last year and the year before. I don't need this. I want the favorites. I don't want to start learning about the Los Angeles Dodgers. I don't want to start learning about the eighth guy in the order for the Boston Red Sox again. I'm good with no Yankees and no Mets, and now we've got Chicago in to screw it all up, Cubs and White Sox.
Speaking about screwing it all up was maybe not bringing out your pitcher in the ninth inning and bringing in Brad Lidge for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, it's 3-0. You bring him in. two-hitter, fine, whatever. That's the way they do it these days.
41-41 in saves.
Go complete game. That's, I would have left the starter in, but you know what? If it was time for him to move on, it was time for him to move on. One of the better points made this morning was by Tim Kirchin here on ESPN Radio. You want to get him involved. You want to get him involved. You don't know. I mean, he's been off for a week. You want to get him involved, and maybe that's why he was a little rusty, but now he's rusty with the save, and you've got the win, and you're up 1-0. Maybe you'll need him today. Maybe you won't. Who knows how long, if you don't use him yesterday, it is till you use him again or never at all. So, you know, that's the way the things went yesterday. So you had a little bit of everything yesterday. You had two game ones that usually are low scoring, and then you had the Cubs botching it all up. So congratulations, Cub fan. You better go deep into hiding if the Dodgers go home 2-0.
Wow, go home 2-0. It's game, set, match. The deal's done. How about Manny, though, beating that ball out last night for the first time all year?
Throw it to third. Throw it to third.
I don't think there was a play at third.
Probably was nobody at third. Third baseman probably made a break on the ball. And you expect you might be able to get Manny out, but he did pick him up and put him down. Coming up on the show today, our NFL Power Rankings. As we talk football, Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com. Also going to join us on the program today. Is that our next segment? Yeah, that's our next segment.
He's a Missouri homer, too. So if you're out there and you got a question, fire it into us, Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or give us a call. We'd love to pass it along to him.
We'll go to the Dent Popper email here in the inbox in just a moment. Usually the phone lights up with a bunch of degrading text messages when I'm talking about the Cubs. They know it's true today, Tony. No text messages on the phone. But we do have emails from one of our favorite Cub fans, Bob. Sorry, guys. Cub fan just checking in. Sorry, guys. I had to shut you off just now. Doug, how come you're yelling at us because the Cubs had a bad game? I've avoided most of the sports talk radio this month because I didn't want to hear it. I turn you guys on, and here you are yelling at the Cub fans. Not the Cubs, but the fans. I'm just not going to listen today as my own form of protest. See you tonight at the number one versus number one volleyball match. Bob, Grand Island. Oh, Bob, I know you're still listening. I am yelling at Cub fan. I did a little bit, but more so at Cubs players. But it goes hand in hand, doesn't it, a little bit, Daddy? I mean, we wouldn't have so much Yankee talk or Cub talk if it wasn't for the fans just cramming it down your throat all the time.
Yeah, but it's the hope. It's the hope. It's different than
it's beyond hope.
Well, it's a build up, and then the team provided their, you know, the team's given them a chance. And, you know, it doesn't happen every year, as Cub fan out there knows. They finally got that chance. They've been excited since the spring because they put the pieces together that they thought. Yeah, it's not the arrogance you get when you get, and people say that about the Cowboys, you know, about the Yankees, whatever. It doesn't seem to be that type. I mean, it's not, you don't hate Cub fan. I mean, you don't go out of your way to swerve and hit them on the sidewalk.
Like Yankee fan. You're exactly right. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Maybe we'll answer the phone if you call. You can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Is it strange, though, with the Chicago Cubs, with Zambrano going tonight? Is it strange that you would think with him going to the mound, every Cubs fan would be just fired up? We're going to go 1-1. We're going to go get one. We're going to come home and take care of business. We're going to take this series, and they would be.
Do you realize
every
the
Cub
amount
fan,
of pressure in the Cubs dugout and locker room tonight?
Oh, it's yes, absolutely. There's no pressure on anybody in Los Angeles land.
Oh, and by the way, what do they do at Wrigley Field a lot?
Drink.
That's a good one. But as far as the actual games and times, they play day baseball. We've got two games in Chicago, and they're both at night. 5:30, and then tonight, 8:30. I don't care about Dodger fan. The Cubs earned the home field. Why isn't one of these games in the afternoon?
Or both of them in the afternoon.
You know, we're in Tampa Bay, where we're in a dome. It doesn't matter what time you're playing there, and obviously the fans don't care either, even though they predict a sellout tonight. It's Wrigley Field. Why don't we have an afternoon game? Especially since there are afternoon games.
Well, because they want that audience. That's the only reason.
Guess what? Cub fan going to watch Cub game. Cub fan going to watch Cub game. You don't see all the Philly Brewer fans taking off early yesterday to go watch that game in the afternoon. You would watch it if it's on in the evening.
But Doug, don't you think the mindset is way different? With Cub fans, they should be fired up and should be, we're going to go 1-1. It's no big deal. Let's just relax. No. The worry, what if Zambrano blows up? What if the mental case, which he can be at times, blows up? There's fear. There's anxiety.
I want to be at the volleyball match I'm doing tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic Ravenna, two of the top teams in the state battling. But I would also like there to be, and maybe some of the security cameras can pick this up in local sports bars and establishments. I want to be there and be off to the side and watch the reaction of Cub fan as the meltdown process continues tonight.
You think they're done?
No, I don't think they're done. I think they have the hardest chore of any team left in the playoffs today. Their chore is harder than anybody. They have to win tonight, and they have to win three of the next four games, and then we got through that, and then they have to come right back and play maybe the Brewers or the Phillies.
Got number one Cubs fan Chris from Kearney on the line.
Chris, good morning.
Morning, morons.
What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just doing a little work today.
Well, you should be. It keeps your mind off baseball.
Well, a little bit. But then you guys got me all fired up again.
No, Doug got you all fired up. I've kind of just stayed in the background this morning.
Because you're chicken. You know it's true. Chris, what happened last night?
Well, that's a good question. Don't have an answer for you. And I wish Zambrano was the answer today. But I'm a little nervous about that.
As a number one Cub fan, you're not flipping out quite yet, though?
No, I have not informed UP about me going in front of railroads. We're okay.
All right, buddy. I hope the Cubs win tonight.
I do, too. I'm sure we'll all be around watching it somewhere.
When I get back, I'll make sure that you guys stay. Well, you might be running down Central, but it'll be for a different reason. Have a good day, Chris. Thanks for the call, man.
Will do, guys.
See ya. Number one Cub fan, Chris, obviously one of the rabid fans that we're speaking of when it comes to the Chicago Cubs. I mean, I sat there. You know, it's enough to make you just want to. No wonder Cub fans drink. I mean, why wouldn't you? All right, we're off to a 2-0 start. The nerves are gone. Ball 4. Ball 8. Ball 12. And now Stickman leaves the yard. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show.
0-2 pitch, right?
0-2 foul. In fact, it was an 0-2 pitch.
0-2 fit.
And on the 0-2 pitch, he foul tipped it, and the catcher could not hang on to it. Soto could not hang on to it. And then
boom goes dynamite.
Silence. Back with Gabe DeArmond. We'll talk a little football from the Missouri Tiger point of view from PowerMizzou.com after this.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Face it, guys, just going to the gym won't give you the body you want. You need a nutritional plan. GNC of Kearney and Hastings has your plan, featuring the new Weibolic Extreme 60 Protein, sports vitamins and Vitapacks, plus amplified creatine, glutamine, and every other essential product for your body enhancement needs. And ladies, don't think we've forgotten you. We have a wide array of beauty and healthcare products as well. And when you make your purchase with a GNC Gold Card, you save 20%. GNC, Hastings and Kearney. Face it, guys, without GNC's help, you'll just be
the little man in the gym.
On the old frontier, trust meant survival. That same spirit is at home-owned Frontier Ford in Hastings, starting with their word of lowest prices guaranteed. Not every Ford dealership passes the stringent customer service training that earns it the coveted Blue Oval certification, but Frontier Ford has. From the no-pressure, expert sales staff to the technicians who treat your vehicle with the same care that a cowboy on the range might have paid to his prize horse. Sound like a deal? Head to Frontier Ford, North 281 Hastings, or on the web at spadeautos.com.
Congratulations, you just made it through another irrigation season. Now,
What about next year? Is it time to finally drill that well that you need for the new center pivot? Or how about your old pump? Should you replace it, or does it just need some minor repairs? You probably should talk to Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling. I mean, after all, those guys are the experts when it comes to this stuff. Pump repair, gear drives, test wells, domestic wells. Shoot, why would you call anybody else? Call Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling, or stop by their location on North Highway 10 in Kearney, or East Highway 23 in Loomis. Now here's a real eye-opener for you. Lind Eye Care of Kearney is moving. That's right. As of October 15th, their new location will be at 4107 7th Avenue. At Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs, whether it's new contacts or LASIK surgery. At Lind Eye Care, they'll treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to visit Lind Eye Care in their new location at 4107 7th Avenue, beginning on October 15th.
It's the crowd. It's the band. It's the game-changing plays.
It's Lattimore on the flea flicker.
You know the traditions. And the rivalries.
Personal foul.
Now you can hear all the excitement of college football with ESPN Radio's College Football Game of the Week.
Saturday's tripleheader begins at 11 a.m. with Oklahoma at Baylor, followed by Arizona State at California, and Saturday night Ohio State at Wisconsin on ESPN Radio.
We'll see lots of sunshine develop across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures up in the mid-70s. South winds will also develop at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will stay mostly clear. We'll dip back to 42 with a light southeast wind. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A little music for Travis Henry.
Jesus.
It was 1989. Moron.
Ricky Williams.
He fought the urge.
And then had to tell us about it.
That's good. Sometimes you need to talk things out.
I haven't heard a good Mike Tyson story in a while. All this makes me go, Mike Tyson, you Ote. That's what you are, Mike Tyson. You're, I mean, Travis Henry, Ricky Williams, and Mike Tyson.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You broke
my back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or well, what portion?
Spinal.
You did that in sparring?
No, I did it by a motorcycle accident. The doctor discovered I was doing my sit-ups, 2,500 a day with my 20-pound weight, and one day I couldn't move anymore. And I asked the doctor, what's wrong? And he said, believe it or not, it's wearing your back is broken slightly.
So are you in pain right now? Did you take some type of injection? How did you make it to this fight?
I can't take an injection. You know you're going to test me. But all praise be to Allah. I don't know. I don't even know. I'm just happy that I'm fighting and I punching well and accurate. That my trainer, Freddie Roach, Robert Lewis.
It never gets old.
I broke my back.
Oh, where's Mike when you need him?
Spinal.
You know, if you've got a pain in the back, a pain in the neck of your yard, there's one person you can call, and that's the guys at Curb It, Doug. It really, truly is. There's several benefits of landscape curbing. We can run them all down, but they include a successful root barrier, multiple color and design options available for you. There's several border applications, flower garden beds, pathways, walkways, driveways, path markers, sandboxes. Hey, you got some water standing in places you don't want water to stand. They've got water runoff control or drainage as well. Curbit.net is where it's at. Or call the guys, 308-237-4805. That's 237-4805. Matt and the gang for all your landscaping, residential, commercial needs. Stamp curbing as well. Call Matt and the gang today or check him out at curbit.net.
Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com is going to join us in just a few minutes, but right now we open up the phone lines for you at 1-888-455-ESPN. Coming up, your chance to get qualified for a Denver Broncos weekend getaway, courtesy of Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and, of course, Courtyard. Got to see Mike and the gang last night. They're loving life over there, and you should, too. Stop by and enjoy the beautiful weather that we have out back in the courtyard. It's Thursday. Always a good night to check it out. There's football going on. There's the playoffs going on. You can go upstairs to the loft and watch it on their high-def, big-screen TVs. No place better than Cunningham's. I will give you a chance there. Let's go to the email at the Dent Popper inbox. This is about time somebody said it. Did you watch Big Red Report or Big Red Wrap-Up on Tuesday night?
Did not.
Okay.
I've heard many things about Jason Peter.
I could not because, obviously, I'm out working, doing volleyball, whatever else is going on. I didn't get a chance to see that. But Jason Peter was on it and, I guess, called a spade, said the way it was. You know, he made his talk about being accountable, about, you know, these guys still don't have any clue and there's no black shirts yet, and I would about guarantee that there's no way they're being handed out for the Missouri game like people thought at the beginning of the year. Maybe you wait till the conference and hand it out. Why would you? They're not worthy yet.
I totally agree. I don't know what the email says, but I've heard several comments, and Jason Peters been vehement about Roy Helou being the starter at running back and several things, and obviously defense is a specialty, and getting people to step up and take a leadership role. And I've been corrected several times since yesterday when I was running down the talent or lack thereof. Yes, Ndamukong Suh will probably play on Sunday. So, yes, that is one part of the argument I totally forgot about. I mentioned Cody Glenn might get a chance as an athlete, but nobody else. Well, yes, Ndamukong Suh will probably get a chance to play on Sundays, and I missed that one.
Well, Trenton Carney fires in, and he must have had the evening off because it's a pretty long email, and I don't think I can get to all of it, but most of it's pretty good. He says, Tuesday evening, I was so thrilled to hear Jason Peters' description of Nebraska football these last 5 years or so. Accountability, baby. It sickens me to the core that blackshirts such as Peter and our current coaching staff have to reprogram our own defense into understanding exactly what it means to be part of the blackshirt tradition. I know it's going to take some time, and hopefully each player will understand his own role, accept the role, sweat and bleed for each other in that role, and respect the program enough to be a man and call someone out when they aren't living up to the expectations and foundation laid before them. I'm going to stop right there. Ain't going to happen. You will not find it is. That's why it is very special to win a national championship when you are not expected to win a national championship. When you're bringing in people from all over the country, it's not about team anymore. It's about me. And there's always going to be one of those apples in the bunch. Pick a program. There's an apple in there. It's going to be very tough for sweating and bleeding for each other. You're going to have some guys doing that, and they're going to say that. But let's face it, Tony, those days are over.
Well, I don't know that they're over, but I think they're over too. They're just way too soon for people in this program and this group of guys to start calling people out and fracturing something, because I think all the continuity they can get is certainly needed at this point.
Trent goes on to say, I still hear way too much talking and not enough action from our current crop of players. They're not that good. Let's get that understood. Take, for instance, this week. All I heard was the players talking about how Chase Daniel disrespected our defense by saying that we played like a high school team. You know what he really disrespected? The football field. Why they even want to rehash that debacle last year tells you that we still aren't in the right mindset of where we need to be. It's guys like the Peters, Wistrom, Kelsey, Browns, Foreman, etc. that would hardly ever talk about past accomplishments, and especially not discussing an opponent at length. They knew that if they took care of their own business and did the things that they were conditioned to do, all the rest would take care of themselves. Again, this group is not as talented or even close to that group. I see things for what they are at this point, a current crop of players that still doesn't understand the meaning and tradition of the black shirts, and it's really not their fault. These kids were sold a lemon by the last staff, predicted upon getting up to the league and foregoing any sense of team chemistry. The right guy is in place, people, and all the resources are at his disposal in terms of money, former coaches and players, and a state that's 100% behind him. It's only a matter of time before this thing gets completely headed down a return to glory path by Bo and company. Trent Carney, thanks for the long email. Sure appreciate that. And, Daddy, I guess any more thoughts on that? I still want to see what Monday's show's like. Because it's only going to be one of two things. Oh, my God, we're 3-2. Or, I told you so. Yeah, Bo's the man. We upset Missouri. There's not going to be a tweener. There's no tweener.
But I still think, and I agree totally, and you want people to be accountable, and you want people. Who would be the leader? That's, I think, one of the. You go back to who the captains are. It's week to week because nobody's really stood the, you know, nobody's really stood apart, stepped themselves apart, and took on that role. And I don't know that that's it. You can't blame somebody for that.
Delusional Husker fan writes in at the Dent Popper inbox. Hey boys, see any similarity between Cub fan and Husker fan? One loss and somebody's ass better be fired. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Dent Popper inbox. For years, they specialized in paintless dent repair. If bad weather has dinged up your car or, well, you've dinged up your car, stop and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate. Dent Popper on the bricks in downtown Kearney. Back to the Dent Popper inbox. Mark in Minden says, Cub fans are Charlie Brown. Every year they think they're going to kick the ball, then Lucy pulls it away.
You just, you're right. You hope it doesn't happen again. You hope at least they can make some noise and the excitement level can stay up. Now, Doug, do you agree with the Nebraska assessment though about the captains? I mean, the leadership deal is just gone.
I said what I said at the beginning of the year. And that's what makes me so intelligent on this program.
Oh, God.
Because it still holds true today. I said, if you want to do that somebody different every week situation, fine. But you need to have a stable captain on offense and defense when your crew is out there. You can't be lopping responsibility. I mean, that way that guy knows, you know, he is the captain. And when something has to go through the captain, he knows what to do. And every week you don't have to pull these kids aside. Okay, you're the captain. So if this happens, you need to decline the penalty. No, Joe Gann should have been the captain on offense or whatever, but, I mean, you would have thought it would have been Joe. And pick whoever on defense. There has to be somebody that's capable. There's at least four or five names out there. Pick whoever you want. And then rotate the two or three other guys out there. Some teams send out three captains. Some teams send out seven. It doesn't matter. There's no rule as far as how many captains you send out. So just do it. Not that it's right or wrong. That's just the way I would have done it. I don't think who the captains are has any basis on beating or losing to Missouri.
No, but I don't think it has a basis on whether we win or lose the game, but it has a basis of that accountability in which Jason Peter is talking about. Jason Peter, I think, and he wants Sue to be that leader. I'm going to tell you right now, in being upstairs at the press conference and seeing Nadadakam Sue walk out of the press conference into the hallway, I can only imagine when Christian, Jason, Grant, etc., you want to pick out a great leader from the past, it's a much different demeanor. Nadadakam Sue's personality in just observing him and saying hi to him and whatnot, don't have a relationship, don't know they've ever talked to him, really.
Thank goodness.
All I know is he's very low-key, pretty soft-spoken. I was standing actually on Tuesday next to Lance Sorrell when he came out of the Husker the booth.
Stalking would have been the word there. Stalking, Lance Sorrell.
His head, you know, his head kind of went down. He kind of rubbed his face, and this is a tone of voice. He goes, "Hey, Lance." He turned with his head down and walked down the hallway. Now, I can only imagine when Christian Peter walked out there, if he'd have saw Lance Sorrell, Lance Sorrell would have been a defensive back, he would have said, "What's up, Lance?" and probably dropped a gut shot, which would have knocked the defensive back. Or, you know, there would have been some funny. There was an outgoing personality, a brash.
That's the way bullies do it.
Well, that's a brashness.
ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. I don't want you to go any farther, just in case you're right. We're going to take a break and talk a little more Husker football with Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com, NFL Power Rankings. Keep the emails flying in, folks. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. NFL Power Rankings coming up. They're changing. Our number one team, Dallas, lost last week. Number two, Philly, lost last week. What are you going to do? Who's the best team in the NFL? I'll tell you. At the end of the show, but we'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Colin Coward. You know, go to my PC. My opinion, best remote access service out there. If you haven't tried it, let me explain how it works. Go to my PC lets you access your office PC from any computer. All you need, an internet connection. You first sign up for a free trial with the promo code Colin. Download the software in just 2 minutes. Log on to GoToMyPC.com with your username and secure password. Click the Connect button and your Office desktop instantly appears. Now you have complete access to everything on your desktop and network. Work on your Office PC just as if you were sitting right there. I've used GoToMyPC before. It's easy, and once you use it, it's hard to imagine life without it. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I've got an exclusive 45-day free trial offer just for my listeners. This offer is only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button, and remember to use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N.
Like the way that sounds? You'll love how it tastes. A steak cooked exactly the way you want it, alongside jumbo bacon-wrapped shrimp. Sort of hits all the right food groups, doesn't it? It's also Skeeter Bond's Thursday night special. It's a hit with your budget, too, because it's only $13.99 tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
This is Eric Hellriegel, Skeeter Barnes General Manager. Now there are four more reasons to dine with us. They're called Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 Interchange, Kearney.
Start training now for Stormy's 5K Fun Run and 1K Walk. Storm Hockey has teamed up with the MS Society, and we're racing for a cure. The 5K Fun Run starts at 3 p.m. at the First Tier Event Center on October 18th. All runners will receive a T-shirt and a free hockey ticket to the Storm versus Cedar Rapids game after the race. Bring the whole family on race day to meet the Storm players and enjoy fun activities for all ages. Hurry to stormhockey.com and sign up for Stormy's 5K Fun Run and 1K Walk. Storm Hockey, presented by The Arrow.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the staff at ABC Drug and Gift is a proud supporter. They are offering 10% off everything in the store that is pink, including the pink ribbon pin worn in honor of the cause. Remember, early detection is the best prevention. ABC Drug reminds you to get checked often. You'll always find something unique and 10% off pink at ABC Drug and Gift, your Health Mart Pharmacy, Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
Every Friday, Doug and Daddy's College Football Pick'em can win you a gift certificate to Johnny Casinos. Between 11 and noon every Friday during the football season, Johnny Casinos, west side of the Conestoga Mall, reminding you that what goes on during parts of Doug and Daddy is brought to you by Johnny Casino.
We'll see lots of sunshine develop across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures up in the mid-70s. South winds will also develop at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will stay mostly clear. We'll dip back to 42 with a light southeast wind. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com is going to join us in just a second. But right now, back to the Dent Popper inbox. Most of the day's show has been talking, obviously, Husker football and the baseball playoffs, and mostly Cubs. This comes from Riverdale, not from H-Man. This is coming from T in Riverdale. he's out combining. Says, I can't call in or I would spill beans again. It happened twice last night while listening to the game. He says, we're fine. Big Z will dominate and so will Harden. I'm not worried, but if something happens, watch out.
There'll be a lot of beans spilled, I have a feeling.
T in Riverdale. Appreciate that. You can fire in your emails to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Well, we got to get back to the Husky talk, and we're doing it with PowerMizzou.com/RivalZone. Gabe DeArmond on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. Gabe, thanks so much for the time.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to catch up with you again. Missouri is off to a great start. Last time, I guess, we chatted with you was in Kansas City at Big 12 Media Days. From the basic covering Missouri standpoint, pluses and are there any minuses to what they've done through the non-conference portion of their schedule?
Well, pluses, obviously, they've gotten through undefeated. The offense is better than it was a year ago, which I certainly didn't see coming out of fall camp. Minuses, I guess, at this point, I'm not ready to say the defense isn't, you know, good enough to win a Big 12 title or beyond that, because I think, really, if they continue to play the way they have on both sides of the ball. The defense doesn't really have to be very good. But, you know, William Moore's been banged up. The defense thus far hasn't really proven a whole lot. They've given up a lot of big plays, and they kept Illinois in a game. Beyond that, they weren't tested. I don't put much stock in what happened the next 3 weeks of the season. But I think over the next 3 weeks here with Nebraska, Oklahoma State, and Texas, we find out if Missouri can do what it did last year, which is once it hits Big 12 play, really kind of hit its stride defensively and become a complete football team.
Gabe, you bring up Willie Moore. From what you're understanding, will he be ready to go with the week off?
Yeah, he told me on Monday he felt like he was about 85%, but fact of the matter is 85% of William Moore is better than 100% of any other defensive back Missouri's going to throw out there. So, yeah, he's going to play. The last report I had on Tuesday was he is expected to be out there on Saturday night in Lincoln.
Gabe Yarman of Power Mizzou and Rivals covering the Missouri Tigers. We've heard so much about the offense, but the defense has had its struggles and not against top 25 competition outside of Illinois. What's the problem with Missouri's defense, or is there a problem?
Well, I think a lot of it has been that Missouri, I mean, a lot of fans want to blame it on the defensive backs. Well, the other problem is Missouri has been either not getting very much pressure on the quarterback or blitzing and still not getting there. You know, so they're committing six guys to the pass rush, and they're not getting there. They've got five guys covering four or five back in the secondary, and that's not going to work most times unless you've got, you know, lockdown cornerbacks, and I don't think Missouri has that. So I'll be interested to see if the game plan becomes a little more conservative now that they're in Big 12 play. You know, some of us have considered the fact that maybe Missouri's coaches, I mean, once they got past that Illinois game, they knew they were going to be 4-0. Maybe they've tried to do some things that be a little overly aggressive to find out what they have, and now they know what they have, and they'll back off of it. Now, maybe that's just an optimistic point of view, and maybe what you have is a defense that's going to give up a lot of big plays. But the other fact of the matter is Missouri's giving up 21 points a game right now. I think if Missouri averages 21 points a game defensively all year long, they're going to be in pretty good shape to have 11 or 12 wins at the end of the regular season.
Gabe DeArmond, PowerMizzou.com, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gabe, obviously, every article you read, it's mentioned that Nebraska, they have not won in Lincoln in 30 years. Do the players care about that? Do they know about that? Or what's their demeanor heading into this game?
Well, they know about it. I think they'd like to be the team, certainly, that ends that. And, you know, the flip side of it is how many of those 15 teams Missouri sent up there had any business even being on the same field as Nebraska? By my count, probably three. In 98, they had Corby Jones. They were a very good football team. Dropped a touchdown pass. They could have won that game. In 04, they came up there with Brad Smith, and I think the teams were pretty even. And then Dave Christensen unveiled the let's have Brad Smith throw 56 passes in a 40-mile-an-hour wind game plan, and that didn't work too well.
We loved that game, by the way. That was an outstanding game.
It was one of the worst football games I've ever seen. And not from a fan, not from an I like Missouri standpoint. It was just a terrible football game and horrible weather. And then in 06, I think what Nebraska got was the worst game of Chase Daniels' career. And certainly Adam Carricker and Jay Moore and guys like that had something to do with that. I'm not trying to take credit away from the Nebraska defense, but Daniel really didn't play well, and Missouri was never in that football game.
As we get ready for this football game, I brought up a little bit that Nebraska and Missouri, as you said, this may be a little bit of a reversal of roles. Every time Missouri week comes up, obviously the kick and the catch is brought up here in Lincoln because they haven't had a whole lot to talk about for about the last decade. But at that point, if memory serves me, I think Missouri was about a 17-point underdog at home, really pointing to that game as a game that could make their entire season and get them to where they want to go. And Nebraska, well, was Nebraska, ranked number one in the country. Outside of Missouri still trying to build a tradition that Nebraska had at that time, do you see a lot of similarities only with the roles reversed in this game?
Well, there is. I've said the one thing that I think really favors Nebraska in this game is you know, the dreaded intangibles, is that this is the one Nebraska has circled and said, if we win this game, our season is turned around. Everything suddenly looks better if we win this football game. And, you know, I think the only reason you can't call it a complete switch is exactly what you were talking about. Nebraska came to Columbia. Missouri was just kind of a blip on the radar. You know, it wasn't a big game really at that point in time for Nebraska because they always won it. Now, Missouri you know, they still haven't won there in 30 years. It's still Nebraska. That still does carry some weight. So, and Missouri had a week off last week. I don't see this as being a game where Missouri comes in and thinks they can throw their helmets on the field and win it. So I think that is the one difference. But certainly there are some similarities there. And, you know, I think all Missouri fans would take going to overtime and having Jeremy Maclin kick a ball up to Jared Perry to win the football game.
Gabe, I've got to ask you about Jeremy Maclin and the excitement that is. In covering Missouri and watching him all the time you have, compare him to people over the last 20 years in college football. It's simply the most electrifying man basically in college football one-on-one.
Yeah, I can't compare him to anybody that's ever played at Missouri. I said by the middle of last year, I said, this is the best pure football player that you have ever seen at this school. He can do absolutely everything. I think last year he did everything on athleticism. I mean, he was just, you know, Daniel said he was running around like a chicken with his head cut off on some pass routes. Now, he still caught 80 passes for 1,000 yards. But, you know, the first 2 weeks, teams clearly said, we're taking Maclin out of this game. He's not going to beat us on offense. Jeremy Maclin had 6 catches for 51 yards and 13 yards rushing through the first 2 weeks, although he did score a touchdown on special teams against Illinois. But then in the last 2 weeks, Maclin has caught 20 passes for 340 yards and 3 touchdowns. He clearly is a better receiver than he was a year ago. I think, you know, the debate seems to be Percy Harvin or Jeremy Maclin. Who would you rather have? Certainly Harvin is a great player. I watched him this weekend against Ole Miss, and he's something else. But pound for pound, there's no player in college football who I think is a more dynamic player and a guy that can score every time he touches the football any more than Maclin is.
Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com, Rivals Network as well. Can Nebraska put the points up? Does Missouri, behind the scenes, feel Nebraska has the offense that can play it, can get into a shootout with them? Because I just can't see Nebraska's defense slowing down Missouri.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest, guys. I don't know if there are many. I'd say there aren't more than 3 or 4 teams in the country that can get in a shootout with Missouri and come out as a winner. Now, the thing is, all three or four of those teams that I think maybe could do it happen to play in the Big 12. I just don't think Nebraska's one of them. I think Bo Pelini going in this game has to be thinking, and I understand that before the season they talked about how much they wanted to run the football, and they haven't run the football very much, but I think going into this game, they have to tell, you know, Halo and Lucky, hey, you're getting 15 carries. We've got to run the ball 40 times. We've got to limit Missouri's possessions to win this game, because I think even if you took the most diehard Nebraska fan and said, hey, we're just going to get in a shootout and go score for score, who do you want, Chase Daniel or Joe Gans? I take Daniel over anybody in that matchup. I don't mean disrespect to Gans at all. I think he's a pretty good quarterback, but I don't think Nebraska can just come out and trade scores with Missouri in this game.
Gabe, obviously, what are your thoughts here? Is it 2-3 touchdowns?
I keep looking for reasons to think, okay, this is going to be a really close game in the fourth quarter. Honestly, I think the main reason a lot of people think that is because of where it's being played and the names on the front of the jerseys. I mean, if you took off Nebraska, you took the N off the helmet and the M off the helmet, I think a lot of people would look at this as a, you know, 19, 20-point spread. I just think Missouri is quite a bit better. I saw Nebraska's biggest weakness in that game against Virginia Tech, I thought, was covering the passing game, and that just can't be your biggest weakness if you're going to beat Missouri. Now, can Nebraska win? No doubt about it. We've seen some crazy stuff in the first few weeks and last year, and Nebraska, under the right circumstances, can pull this out, but I think that will require Missouri not playing well. If Missouri comes in and plays close to as well as it can play, I don't see how Nebraska can win this football game.
Well, we will see what happens in Lincoln, late game, and we know that Missouri fans always take advantage of that. We'll see if Husker fans do as well and then pass out at halftime.
I would appreciate, actually, maybe if Missouri wasn't as good and we could have a game that kicked off in the daylight so I left a press box before midnight at some point the rest of this year, but it doesn't appear that's in the plans.
Hey, Gabe, we will see you in Lincoln Saturday. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, yes.
Take care. Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com and the Rivals Network. I guess Gabe not saying anything we haven't heard already for the most part.
No,
intangibles, a couple other things out there, but
I think the general feeling out there is, hey, can Nebraska win? Yeah, Is Nate Swift going to have to pop a big one, or sign, pick your Niles Paul, pick whoever you want? Is a pass going to have to get deflected for, you know, if somebody pick it off and go the distance, you know, get two or three turnovers from Chase Daniel? Is that going to happen? Is that going to have to happen? I got to think so. I think a lot of people feel that way.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, our NFL power rankings, and any more emails that you may have for us regarding the Huskers, the Tigers, the Cubs, whatever. We'd love to hear them. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Head on into the men's store inside JCPenney and check out the great deals on men's Haggar clothes. Because it's Haggar Week at JCPenney, and that means great savings. How about this? You can save 50% off the new collection of Haggar shirts, sweaters, and pants. Plus, save 50% off all Haggar suit separates, which are a perfect addition to your fall wardrobe. We're making things right with Haggar Week, right here at the men's store. The smart place to get in, find it, and get out. JCPenney.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, it can save you hundreds by being the one-stop place to compare Progressive's rates to those of other top companies. What's more, if you have any questions, we offer live phone support 24/7. And if you'd like to picture us with soap opera good looks, then go right ahead. What else would you expect in utopia? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates may vary in Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates available in most states and situations.
For exciting high school football every Friday night, be sure to keep it right here on ESPN Radio and our network of stations. Every Friday on ESPN Radio, 1230 AM KHAS, Power 99 FM, and The Breeze 94.5 FM, we bring you the best high school matchups in the area. And you can also catch every game on Friday night by logging on to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. High school football, we've got it for you every Friday night in 2008.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Rental Yard Good Time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney. Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see lots of sunshine develop across the area as we head through the day today, with high temperatures up in the mid-70s. South winds will also develop at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will stay mostly clear. We'll dip back to 42 with a light southeast wind. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
I am going to punch you if you play this again.
It was a daddy request, sir.
I'm going to punch both you guys. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox here. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Cub fans are... Oh, wow. I think you should read this. You read it. It'll be more funny if you read it. Wow. This is from Jared. Thanks for the email, Jared, you tool. Wow.
He says, Cub fans are like Doug in a gentleman's club. He thinks he has a chance, but he just ends up with a hangover and an empty wallet. Thanks, Jared.
Oh, God. Kind of like watching the Cubs. NFL power rankings, a lot of upsets. Our 1, 2, and 3 teams were beaten last week with Dallas, Philadelphia, and Denver. Let's see how Daddy has them rated.
I start at number 10. I move the Carolina Panthers in. They're 3-1. Just a note here, they're the most penalized team in the NFL. Not very characteristic of a John Fox team. Nonetheless, I've got them at number 10. Number 9, I've got the Jacksonville Jaguars. They move up a spot. They get the Steelers at home, and Steelers are beat up. But we'll see what has to happen in that one. Number 8, Derek, the Buffalo Bills at 4-0. Trent Edwards is who I'm referring. Fourth quarter passing rating is 136.3. That's third in the NFL. Trent Edwards, 3 consecutive comeback victories for them. And number 7, Philadelphia Phillies. Or, no, the Eagles. Akers is struggling at kicker. Westbrook looks to be hurt. Not out, probably out this week. I still got him at number 7. Number 6, another beat-up team. Injuries, they still find a way to win. That's the Pittsburgh Steelers. I've got them at number 6. Number 5, Tennessee Titans. This is a special defense. The question is, can the offense score enough? Vince Young, third-string quarterback behind Chris Sims. And, of course, Kerry Collins, the starter. Number 4, I've got the Denver Broncos, 3-1. Home this week where they seem to just get lots more luck. Look for them to prevail again. Number 3, San Diego travels to Miami. They get inside linebacker Stephen Cooper back. He's out after a little steroid trouble the first 4, so they get him back. Number 2, I've got the Dallas Cowboys. I dropped them a spot. I think this team learned a lot about themselves. And at number 1, I've got the New York Giants. Plaxico, they suspended him this week. They're 3-0. Probably should have been the number 1 team since they hadn't lost since the Super Bowl last year. Yeah, I moved them up to number 1.
They've really rolled some big-time NFL teams so far.
Just win, baby.
Woo.
Just win, baby.
Don't play and move up to number 1. That's the way it should be. Number 10, the Chicago Bears. I have dropped out the Philadelphia Eagles this week, and I've also dropped out New England because... not because I don't think they're a top 10 team anymore, but they were in the 10th spot, and I wanted to put somebody else in. So Chicago's number 10. Washington Redskins are number 9. Number 8, Carolina. Number 7, the Denver Broncos. They finally got what was coming to them. Number 6, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And maybe they're not that good, but I'm pretty impressed with the Baltimore and Pittsburgh. It wasn't a pretty game to watch Monday night, but they've got some weapons. At number 5, that's where I have the Giants. I'm going to keep the Giants there because... right now, I believe the 4 teams I have rated ahead of them could beat the Giants. Number 4, the Tennessee Titans, one of the 2 unbeaten teams remaining. Number 3, the Buffalo Bills. Maybe too high, but what are you going to do? They're proving us wrong. They're winning their football games. Number 2, the San Diego Chargers. Let's face it, this is a team that's a play away from being 4-0. One play, because they got screwed in Denver, and they are one play away in the opener against Carolina, who is proven to be a very good football team. And yes, again this week at number 1, the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboy haters, you know it. They're still the best team in the National Football League, clipped by a Washington Redskins team that has arisen from the dead since week 1. And those are our NFL top 10.
Well, you got Washington, Chicago, and then I, of course, have Jacksonville and Philly, really only 2 real glaring differences.
One more email before we get out of here. With all due respects to Gabe, who we just talked to, Gabe DeArmond of Power Mizzou, Nebraska has never, ever circled the game between both schools. Last time I checked, the Missouri program wasn't exactly a measuring stick for Nebraska. I don't know. For some reason, I think this game has a little star by it. It may not be red-lettered, it may not be circled. But I think this has a little star by it. We want to thank Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, among our guests, well, every time you say Missouri anymore, you say Matt Davison. And Matt Davison with the Husker Sports Network, who made the amazing catch in that amazing overtime game, which is probably on ESPN Classic multiple times this week. He will be among our guests. Daddy's going to be out, but we will have his NFL and college selections.
I'm going to be out. We'll see you on Monday from my standpoint. Otherwise, Doug will see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550. Our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.